You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The UN Security Council unanimously endorsed the nuclear deal between Iran and six world powers this morning. The resolution also authorizes a series of measures leading to an end of UN sanctions. Congress will discuss the issue today. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says it's a bad deal.
Now we're going to have Iran with nuclear weapons as well as, I believe, a nuclear arms race in the Middle East.
He spoke in a Fox News interview. It is a historic day for U.S.-Cuban relations. The agreement between the two countries to resume normal ties is in effect. The Cuban flag now hangs in the lobby of the U.S. State Department, alongside those of other nations with which the United States has diplomatic relations.
Havana and Washington still are very far apart on many issues, and now, both sides say, is when the really tricky work begins.
That was AP correspondent Peter Orsi. This is USA Headline News.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid'll be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, get a Swiss Gear backpack for only $10. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. While supplies last, and $7.25.
A family representative says the gunman who shot and killed 5 service members in Tennessee was treated by a child psychiatrist for depression when he was about 12. He also says Muhammad Youssef Abdulaziz fought drug and alcohol abuse and spent time in Jordan last year in an effort to help clean himself up. Now Defense Secretary Ash Carter is asking base commanders for input on protecting military installations.
Obviously, force protection everywhere around the world, abroad and now at home, is a big priority for us in the department and will continue to be.
He said for the first time in 3 weeks, consumers can withdraw no more than 60 euros a day, but they're spending much more on everything from cooking oil to funeral services, with a value-added tax of 23%, up from 13%. It is part of the agreement the government made with European creditors in order to get bailout money. But the reopening of Greece's banks has caused the European markets to rise. This is USA Headline News.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
Surfer versus shark wasn't the competition Mick Fanning had planned for, AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Imagine coming face to face with a shark.
I was waiting for the teeth to come at me.
Mick Fanning did.
It just kept coming at my board, and I just was like kicking and screaming.
The Australian was surfing in a competition in South Africa when the beast knocked him off his board.
It was just dragging me underwater.
Fanning says he managed to punch the shark before swimming away without injury. The rest of the competition was canceled. I'm Matt Small.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has signed a bill that outlaws non-emergency abortions at or beyond 20 weeks. Wisconsin becomes the 15th state with the 20-week abortion ban. The law's supporters say babies can feel pain after 20 weeks, and the measure will spare them the agony of being killed. The American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists claim babies can't feel pain until the third trimester, which begins at 27 weeks. The head of an international aid group says the number of casualties in Yemen from the Shiite rebel shelling of a town near the southern port of Aden has risen to almost 200. Iranian-backed Shiite rebels known as Houthis and their allies started shelling a town yesterday after losing control of some of Aden's neighborhoods. Slowing sales growth in the second quarter has darkened the outlook for U.S. businesses. A National Association for Business Economics survey finds 59% expect their sales to grow in the next 3 months, down from 71%. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com,
sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
There are more than 200,000 tweets a day tied to ISIS, and there's no way law enforcement can keep up. The Texas Republican commended the FBI and others on foiling several ISIS plots and said more than 60 terrorist suspects have been arrested in the past year. He urged the U.S. to target the group's cyber commanders.
We need to take the fight over there a little stronger, and we need to hit these guys, these cyber commanders that are sending these internet directives out.
A stretch of the main interstate highway connecting Los Angeles and Phoenix is closed indefinitely. Flash flooding crumpled a bridge on Interstate 10 near the eastern side of Joshua Tree National Park yesterday evening. This is USA Headline News.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
Students in poor areas around California will get to eat fresh fruits and vegetables because of federal grants. The California Department of Education says 371 elementary schools will share about $12 million in federal grants to buy healthy food.
The reason why this is so important is because nearly 3 out of every 5 students in California are at greater risk of not having access to enough nutritious food outside of school, which could really hurt their ability to concentrate and learn.
Tina Young is an information officer for the Department of Education. Schools use the grants in different ways, including Lodi Unified School District, where there's a farmer's market experience for students. Teachers in the San Francisco USD teach students about healthy snacks as they pass out fruits and vegetables.
All our research shows that when a child eats a nutritious meal, they're more alert and more able to learn. So this program really, really takes a bite out of this kind of what's called food insecurity.
Speaking of food insecurity, Aspen Foods is recalling around 2 million pounds of chicken they say could be contaminated with salmonella. The company provides products to many grocery chains in the upper Midwest, including the Chicago area and parts of Minnesota. The USDA says some of the product has been shipped nationwide, prompting the recall notice. Also, it's believed at least 3 people in Minnesota were sickened after eating Aspen products. The recall covers raw, frozen, breaded, and stuffed chicken. More information about the specific Aspen products involved can be found on the USDA's website. While you're online, make sure to visit our website for more special interest stories, news, and, of course, headlines at usaheadlinenews.com. Follow us also on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Pat and Heidi Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Pat and Heidi & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
It is 8:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. Well, folks, it is hot today. It was hot yesterday. Right now, it is 78 degrees in Flemington. It's clear skies. Today is Monday, July 20th, 2015. We have a heat advisory in effect as of 3 in the morning. Heat advisory remains in effect until 8 p.m. this evening. Maximum heat index around 100. Maximum temperature in the lower to mid-90s. Impact, the excessive heat and humidity will become a danger if proper precautions are not taken. So please, if you're working outside, doing anything, make sure you are keeping an eye on yourself. Partial cloudiness early, scattered showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon, a high of 92, winds west-northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain, 50%. Partly cloudy and a stray shower or thunderstorm possible for tonight, a low of 68. That sounds like we're going to break the humidity. Winds light and variable, and sunshine and clouds mix and a stray shower or thunderstorm tomorrow is possible, a high of 91. On Wednesday the 22nd, mainly sunny, 84, sunshine and clouds mixed, 85. Intervals of clouds and sunshine on Friday the 24th with a high of 84, and sunny along with a few afternoon clouds, 85 on Saturday. Temperatures in our area, 75 Lebanon, 82 up in Tewksbury, 80 in Raritan, 81 in Hopewell, 80 in Lambertville, and 78 in Frenchtown. Good morning, Hunterdon. It's Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. See here coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It is my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We are the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County. Well, dancing in the moonlight. That's what everybody was doing on Saturday night. It was wild out there on Main Street doing salsa night. You had to see it. If you weren't there, it was really quite remarkable to be right in front of the courthouse. There was just this mob of people, this meringue of people, and everybody was kind of doing a line dancing salsa thing with a great band playing some great Latin music. It was fantastic. And I don't know how Susan Lax did it, but I truly was keeping track of the radar, and literally there was a thunderstorm that was west of Easton in Allentown that stayed there the whole night while the rest of the string of storms curled around New Jersey. It was phenomenal. What a night. Congratulations to Hunter and Hispanos, Susan Lax and Hunter and Helpline, and all the volunteers and all the vendors who participated and all the folks who had a great time. Why are we playing Dancing in the Moonlight? Well, you're going to find out in a couple of different aspects of today that there's some things that happened on this day that were pretty important that had to do with the moon. And so that's the whole deal there. It is time for me to get you some traffic to get you back to Earth, so to speak. And let's see what's going on with HERTTMA.com. They send me my alerts via email. I get them on my smartphone, but you can also follow them on Twitter. Incident on eastbound in Lebanon has been cleared as of 7:33 this morning. Cokesbury Road, exit 20. So there was an accident there holding things up, but that has been cleared. And a reminder, construction reminder on Route 12 closing. Route 12 project began this morning at 6 a.m. Flemington Rehabilitation Project that has closed and detoured Route 12 in Flemington until 7 p.m. Friday, July 24th, so the whole week. Route 12 is closed to traffic both directions at the freight rail crossing near the intersection of Route 12 and Stangell Road. Following detail doors will be in place. Cars will be directed to Sargentsville Road, County Route 523, to Dayton Road, to South Main. Trucks traveling eastbound on Route 12 will be directed to Sargentsville Road, County Route 523, to Easton Trenton Turnpike, County Route 579. And trucks seeking to travel westbound on Route 12 will be directed to use the Flemington Circle to take Route 202 South, the Toad Road Lane, to Easton Trenton Turnpike, County Route 579. All right, that's it for right now. That's Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. Well, it's going to be a light day today on Hunter Chamber Radio. A lot of things happening with regard to our hosts that are going to make this week a little bit lighter than most. I'm on till 10. I'll be on with Michelle Heide around 8:30. We'll have Al War on around 8:40 talking with Business with Al. And the rest of my show, that eclectic mix of news and information that you need. Megan Jones-Holt has a meeting she has to attend to, so we'll be doing a rewind of her show from last week. Chef Bill is out on vacation. We're going to do a rewind from his show a year ago, give you the same type of tips and tricks and advice that he provides, but from last year, so it should be pertinent to this year as well. And, of course, getting back to Megan for just a minute, Megan's the executive director of the Flemington Bid. She is also a past district governor of Rotary Local 7510, and so she brings on folks to talk about community service, not only in Hunter County, but abroad as well. At noon, it's In the Aisle with Sue. I saw Sue. Sounds like a tongue twister. I saw Sue dancing in the moonlight on Main Street on Saturday. She was doing all sorts of salsa moves there while she was talking to people about nutrition. She also came over to my tent and we talked about what ShopRite was doing there and how they were promoting ShopRite and supporting the Salsa Night and all the other great things that ShopRite does. It's just phenomenal. At 2 o'clock, we have Megan Jones-Holt. No, Mental Health Matters, Megan Jones-Holt. At 2 o'clock, we have Mental Health Matters, Larry Cartwright, an award-winning show talking about how to help people with brain injuries and mental illness get support for them and their families. It's Mental Health Matters. Larry stays on, and he now hosts the Hunterdon Medical Center on the air. So they talk about various people, programs, and services that are being implemented over at the Hunterdon Medical Center. So Larry does that. Hot and Hunting, and Georgine Trinkle is on, giving us topics, viewpoints about things that are affecting Hunting and in the headlines. And Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour is also on Rewind this week. Ruth Ann is helping out, and she was talking about it last week, doing a great thing there with some of her folks to help some kids. So lots of great things on the radio. They're just kind of be not live, but they're all pertinent, informative. And you can get the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunting Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunting in a moment.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Cordettes helping me with BrandyLocks.com celebration observances for the week and the day. Still rabbit week. Finishes up tomorrow. Magician rabbits. It is Restless Leg Syndrome Education Awareness Week. National Parenting Gifted Children Week. Captive Nations Week. National Independent Retailers Week. National Zookeeper Week. And we have Comey Great Texas Mosquito Days starts on the 23rd, along with Hemingway Lookalike Days and World Lumberjack Championships. Garlic Days is going to be on the 24th. Anybody who wants to participate in that, you can come by and visit, but you're going to have to stay a distance away. For today, it's chock full of information and days. Let's see, we got Global Hug Your Kid Day. We got Raising Conscious Kids on Wednesday. That should be when that one's happening with Kim Pramatic. We got Moon Day. You'll find out about that today in history. But It should be very aware, obvious as to why today is Moon Day. Space Exploration Day, that should give you a hint. It is World Jump Day, International Cake Day, National Get Out of the Doghouse Day, and National Lollipop Day. Celebration observances for the week and the day. Pick something, get involved. Well, that worked out pretty well, didn't it? All right, pick something, get involved. Go and get a lollipop. Vitamin C, let's see. Hey, it's 8:20. It's time for Vitamin C. The Knights of Columbus Council, 15540, presents a check to Elijah's Promise. Written by the Hunter County Democrat on the 17th, says members of the Bishop Edward T. Hughes Council, 15540 of the Knights of Columbus, recently presented a $1,000 check to Elijah's Promise, a nonprofit organization based in New Brunswick, which provides meals and other services to those in need. Accepting the donation was Caitlin Deal. The Knights were represented by Frank Lido, Floyd Campbell, the Grand Knight, Joseph Lang, Deputy Grand Knight, and Michael Schuler. Council 15540 meets at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Church in Reddington. They will be sponsoring the third annual golf tournament at Beaverbrook Golf Course on September 21st. Proceeds from the event will be used to further fund their charitable endeavors. For further information, contact the council at KOC, which is Knights of Columbus, 15540 at gmail.com. New members are also welcome. So a great organization there, Knights of Columbus, helping another great organization, Elijah's Promise, to help some people in the New Brunswick area. So great to see. It's 8:22. It's time for us to look at celebrity birthdays.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Celebrity birthdays from the old disc jockey almanac. Actress and According to Jim, Billy Bruno is 18. Cradle to Grave, Paige Hurd is 23. Singer-dancer Julianne Ho is 27 from Dancing with the Stars. Actor of 2012, Osric Chow is 29. John Francis Daly's 30 from Bones from Clash of the Titans. Martin McCann is 32. Percy Daggs III is an actor in Veronica Mars. He's 33. The model in the Victoria's Secret fashion show, Giselle Bundchen. I think she's related somehow to a Tom Brady, if I recall. She's 35 today. From Dick Tracy, Charlie Korsmo is 37. NBC News anchor Erica Hill is 39. From Archer, Judy Greer is 40. Scary Movie Series, Simon Rex is 41. House MD, Omar Epps, 42. Writer of Transformers and Star Trek, Roberto Orci is 42. Grey's Anatomy, Sandra Oh, is 44. From Lost, Joss Holloway is 46. Lucy, Julianne Rund Tutt is 47. From Moneyball, Reed Diamond is 48. Pearl Jam guitarist Stone Gossard is 49. The Crocodile Hunter, Terry Irwin, is 51. John Wick, Dean Winters, is 51. From Pulp Fiction, Frank Whaley is 52. Reno 911 and Voices and Happy Feet, Carlos Alazraqui is 53. In Ocean's 11, it's Robert Peters, he's 54. Wayne's World, Donna Dixon, 58. 1 Hour Photo, Lee Garlington is 62. Dances with Wolves, Tanto Cardinal is 65. The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, Nasiruddin Shah is 65. Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me and I Love What You Did Last Summer. I Know What You Did Last Summer. Muse Watson, 67. Camille Keaton, 68, from Tragic Ceremony. Guitarist Carlos Santana is 68 today. Kim Carnes is 70. Betty Davis eyes. Country music singer T.J. Shepherd is 71. Moody Blues bassist John Lodge is 72. From the Avengers, Diana Rigg is 77. That's the original Avengers, that English series. I love that one. Golf champion Butch Baird is 79. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Dead of Night, Sally Ann Howe is 85. And Peter Gunn, actress and champion Lola Albright is 93. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you would like to get your birthday, celebration, or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com, and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to do the news and the weather, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Huntington, huntingchamber.com, in just a few minutes.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani believes President Obama should order U.S. flags lowered nationwide in honor of the Chattanooga, Tennessee shooting victims.
Flags should be lowered half-staff. The President of the United States should have gone to a memorial service for these people instead of going off and raising money for the Democratic Party and going to a play.
Giuliani tells Fox News that President Obama owes the victims something. He adds that the growing number of attacks on U.S. soil is a big issue and believes ISIS is carrying out a plan that was originated by Osama bin Laden to launch attacks in America. Donald Trump isn't backing away from his controversial comments about Arizona Senator John McCain's military service. Trump said over the weekend that McCain was a war hero only because he was captured during the Vietnam War. Now Trump's written an op-ed for USA Today accusing McCain of abandoning veterans here at home. The final round of the British Open is finally underway in Scotland. Officials were forced to push the final round back one day because of wind and rain over the weekend. Jordan Spieth is one shot off the lead in search of his third straight major win. This is USA Headline News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school.
Staples has tons of deals, like one subject notebooks for just 25 cents. So they'll be 110% ready.
Wait a minute. That's 10% more ready than 100% ready.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a math major.
I could tell.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Two pocket paper folders are just 15 cents each, all season long.
Offer valid in store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer. Ends 9/12/15.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
Illegal immigrants may be able to buy policies through California's Health Exchange under a bill being considered by the state legislature. Dan Stein with the Federation for American Immigration Reform says his group is against the plan because they believe it'll put California on a path of bankruptcy.
If you provide health care, people are going to use more health care. The costs will go up over time. It will promote illegal immigration because more people will come to the state from outside the country, take advantage of that health care.
The bill would allow 700,000 illegal immigrants to buy policies through Covered California, and it would expand Medi-Cal eligibility to all who meet the income requirements regardless of their immigration status. Dan Stein believes we shouldn't reward people who jump in line ahead of millions who are waiting to come to the U.S. legally.
And it doesn't include continually subsidizing cheap labor that employers demand that they insist come into the country, and this is one more example of how costs get commonized onto the public.
Authorities say there doesn't seem to be any foul play involved in the drowning of a man found in actress Demi Moore's backyard pool. Moore was out of the country at the time. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The Texas lawmaker who heads up the House Financial Services Committee has nothing good to say about the Dodd-Frank Financial Reform Act that was signed into law 5 years ago this week. In the Republican Weekly Address, Congressman Jeb Hensarling says the reform law amounts to Obamacare for the financial sector.
We continue to be mired in lackluster, halting economic growth. Middle-income paychecks are nearly $12,000 less compared to the average post-war economic recovery.
He says Dodd-Frank has failed to make America's economy better or improve financial stability for businesses and consumers. Hensarling believes this financial reform law needs to be overhauled in order to really spur economic growth. He says this law that was written in the wake of the 2008 financial meltdown has ended up hurting small businesses and making it tougher for people to become homeowners.
It enshrined taxpayer-funded bailouts and too big to fail into law. And it imposed 400 new burdensome, job-destroying regulations upon our economy.
Banks in Greece are open today for the first time in weeks. Banks across the country had been closed as Greece teetered on the edge of financial ruin before a massive debt bailout deal was reached. ATM withdrawals were the only way ordinary Greeks had been able to access their own money until now. The Athens Stock Exchange, which halted trading with the bank shut down, remains closed for now. Microsoft is buying an Israeli cybersecurity company. An Israeli financial newspaper reports today that the American technology giant will pay $320 million for Adalon. The firm develops security platforms that protect information stored on cloud services from cyber attacks. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
It is 8:32, 79 degrees right now in Flemington. Clear skies. It's going to be warm again today. There is a heat advisory in effect till 8 p.m. Partly cloudy, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible for today, which is July 20th. A high of 93, winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies early will give way to cloudy skies late tonight. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. 69 is the low, winds light and variable, and mostly cloudy skies tomorrow early. Becoming partly cloudy later in the day, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, 92. Wednesday the 22nd, mainly sunny, 85. That's a cold snap. Generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds on Thursday, 86. Sunshine and clouds mixed, 85 on Friday. Saturday the 25th, generally sunny, few afternoon clouds, 86. Can you say really nice weather? Temperatures in the area, 82 in White House, 79 in the town of Clinton, 79 at the county complex. 81 in Stockton, 82 in Kingwood, 79 in Ringos, 81 in Raritan. That's Good Morning Hunterdon on Chamber Radio Weather. All right, it's time for a little investment update with Michelle Heide. She's on the phone with her analysts. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Getting ready for another day of heat and humidity, I guess.
Yeah. Two more days of it, and then it looks like it's going to break. But
all right. Sounds good. But I shouldn't complain. We've had a pretty decent summer so far. So
no, not bad at all.
Bad days are not terrible.
Yeah. If you can find a pool, you're in good shape. So
exactly. That's what we did yesterday. We pretty much spent the entire afternoon in it. So that was nice.
Gotcha. Excellent. All right.
Absolutely.
So what, all right. What's happening with the markets today?
Right. Well, the Greeks are excited since the banks reopened today, so they'll now be back to business as usual, whatever that means these days, with the austerity program hopefully kicking into gear in the short term. Let's see. We had Barclays making a pretty big announcement. They're going to be cutting 30,000 jobs.
Wow.
Under what they're calling a redundancy program, and that's mostly going to affect the middle and back office staff. So that's a pretty big layoff that'll be going on at Barclays. We also had AMP filing for bankruptcy. And then on positive news, we had Lockheed making an announcement that they're going to be buying United Technologies Sikorsky division. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting.
Yeah.
And then we had some earnings already come out. We had Morgan Stanley reporting their earnings and revenue top estimates. So that continues to be positive in terms of the financial arena. And a bunch more companies on tap both today and throughout the week. So we definitely take into high gear for earnings season. And I think that that'll provide the markets with a little bit more direction in terms of what's expected over the next 3 to 6 months. Now that Greece is somewhat behind us, and now that China seems to have also been, you know, they were the focus of the news last week as well, and then they kind of moved by the wayside for other news, I suppose. So we did have China surprising economists with a 7% annualized GDP growth rate in the second quarter, which is actually a little bit higher than what they originally expected. You know, part of that had to do with a boost from some of the brokerage fees as the stock market volatility rose over there. So, you know, again, whether or not this data, how official it is, we don't really know. So that seemed to have calmed things down a little bit over there as well. So we ended up wrapping last week up with, you know, much less turbulence than we had seen. And all in all, not a bad week. Even on Friday, I know Google was dominating the headlines on Friday when they reported better than expected profit for the first time in 6 quarters as their search engine and their ad revenue grew by about 11%. Their paid clicks increased by 18%. So that was a positive, and they hit an all-time high on, I believe it was Friday. So all in all, the trend continues to be at least slightly higher. We currently have European markets trading higher, and overnight we had the Asian markets trading mostly higher as well. So it looks like we'll probably kick off today slightly positive, and then investors will be focusing on earnings. There's not a ton of economic data that comes out this week, so it'll mostly be earnings.
Okay. How's the earnings reports been thus far?
Overall, I'd say, you know, in many cases, we're matching or exceeding expectations. There haven't been any big surprises on the downside as of yet.
That's good.
So hopefully that trend continues, although, as we've talked about before, the expectations, you know, the bar wasn't super high.
Right, yeah.
But all in all, things are continuing to come in, you know, relatively positive. So that's always good.
Excellent. All right. I know you got some analysts there that are busy, need to go where they need to go. Appreciate it, as always, Michelle. And
and
thank your analysts, too, for giving us a couple of minutes as well. So.
Absolutely.
All right. So we'll talk with you again tomorrow. Stay cool and drink plenty of water. It's hot today.
That's exactly what I just said to my kids before we got on the call.
Yeah, very good.
All right.
Hearing it from everybody. Thanks again. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide and her analysts. Michelle Heide is part of Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony come on Tuesdays. They do the Something's About Money show at 11 o'clock. Michelle and occasionally Joe help me with the investment update, market update on 9:30 on Good Morning Hunter and HuntChimaru.com. We're going to take another break, get Mr. Al War on the line. Oh, it's always a good time to talk with Mr. Al. We'll find out more about it in a little bit. Hang on.
Services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, that's the intro music for my man Al, Business with Al. Al War is on the phone. Good morning, Al. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I'm doing very well, sir. I hope you're keeping cool over there in Easton.
Absolutely.
It was a warm one yesterday.
I stayed inside all day.
All right. Well, it's another heat advisory today, so do the same.
Yeah.
But hopefully you're getting out there and watering your tomatoes, right?
Oh, I have to do that early every morning.
Early.
Whether it rains or not.
Yeah. That's a great question. How much water do they really need?
I don't know. I put at least a gallon on each plant every morning. And if it rains, then, you know, they get a few drops or a lot of drops, and... They keep growing.
Okay. Good for you.
They take water. You got to water them.
Well, yeah. If you're not going to water them, they're not going to taste very good, I don't think so.
No.
All right. As always, Al does, he's an independent columnist for the Hunter County Democrat, and usually you highlight one of your articles. So who are we going to visit today?
Well, I wanted to talk about river towns. The Delaware River used to be the main highway to Philadelphia in prior centuries.
Right.
And towns grew up on the banks, Frenchtown, Milford, Lambertville, Stockton. Some grew bigger than others. Of course, Lambertville is very big, but the others, Frenchtown and Milford do a special event in September each year, have been doing for years. In Frenchtown, it's called the River Fest.
Okay.
And they focus on all kinds of earth-friendly activities in the environment with all kinds of wildlife presentations and, of course, street acts and displays and pet shows and you name it, music all over the place. So the town really comes alive on the Sunday before Labor Day. It's September the 6th.
Okay.
This year. And they have quite a celebration, attract a lot of people to town.
They had one just recently. They were celebrating Bastille Day, right?
Bastille Day they do every year as well, on a weekend close to Bastille Day, which they celebrate all things French, I suppose. And
right.
The name of the town is Frenchtown.
Yep. Well, that's smart.
Yeah, I talked to... Ken and Lisa Miller run the Bridge Cafe, which is right there on the bank. It's in the old railroad station, which, of course, the railroad's gone, but they do quite a restaurant business there with breakfast and lunch. And and they're going to be really busy on Riverfest Day, Lisa told me.
Mm.
But both Lisa and Ken are graduates of the Culinary Institute of America, and their son Graham is a culinary graduate as well.
Wow.
They do all kinds of full-size breakfast. You want a three-egg omelet or French toast or whatever.
Wow.
Or you can stop in any time of day for coffee or cappuccino.
Okay.
Smoothies.
Uh-huh.
Along with all kinds of pastries, which is Lisa's bailiwick.
Mm-hmm.
She does a coconut cake, which is absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if I would need to go to the Culinary Institute to learn how to do an omelet, but I knew there was going to be some. Knew there was going to be something else coming in my way there. So.
Yeah, yeah. They're starting to serve dinners on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh. And son Graham runs the platform, it's called, on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays.
Yeah.
Which serves food. So they're going to be busy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
In the summer, and especially on Riverfest Day.
Yep. Wow.
I talked to Caroline Scoot, who runs, along with Robert Rando, the Book Garden.
Okay.
Which is at 28 Bridge Street, up the street there from the river. And, of course, the Book Garden has been around for many years. They took over about 3 years ago. And it's a full-service independent bookstore. Well, you know, there are not many full-service independent bookstores left around, but there are several in Hunterdon. So.
No.
We must read books.
I guess so. Well, we're very learned over here in Hunterdon County. What is a full service? What does that entail?
Oh, they can order any book.
Ah, okay.
Carry any book. They specialize in books on for children as well as history.
Okay.
And the two of them have written a book which was recently published called Frenchtown, New Jersey: History Along the River.
Mm-hmm.
Which is available at the store or online.
Okay. Wow.
They're doing, in Hunterdon, I'm surprised at how many authors or aspiring authors I have run across. There are a lot of people who write books in Hunterdon.
Yes.
But, of course, then you're faced with publishing it and marketing it, and these are quite different from writing. So
yep.
They're holding a three-session course called it's a publishing workshop.
Right.
Getting your work into print.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming up, what is the date here, on August the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th. It's three Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can learn how to edit and how to get the thing into print.
Right.
Doing a proposal to a publishing house, illustrating it, marketing it, the whole thing.
You know,
it's a valuable, a valuable three-session course for anybody who is thinking about or involved in writing.
Yeah, I've had a few authors on my show, and we usually some part of our conversation would be towards, yeah, you wrote this book, but how did you get it through that extra, all those gates to get it into print? The good news is that when Al Gore invented the internet, he helped out a lot of authors and musicians because.
Sure, sure.
Because they can circumvent the blockade that those organizations made.
The publishers tend to get involved, and it still doesn't help you with the marketing of the of the book you write.
Right.
Which Lauren Spiota de Mayer is a Hunterdon author. She has written quite a few books, including both. For adults and children,
right,
and as well as published. So she's going to be running these sessions. So if you have questions, this is a time to get them on the table.
Ironically, Lauren was on my show. There you go. So
was she?
Yes, she was. We were talking about one of her.
She's quite active.
Yep.
I think she lives in California, somewhere in the northern part. Maybe in.
Yep.
I'm not sure where she lives, but she's active in the northern part of the county.
Yep. And she writes, if I recall, books about animals.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's very informative. Yeah, she's very learned about the whole thing and has gone through it a number of times, so that's great.
Yeah, if you're interested, they also carry at the bookstores a few books that are secondhand used, but not romance novels. That's a different genre.
Right.
Different category, but if you're interested in browsing around, this is a good place to do it.
Okay. Yeah, there's just some people that have that real comfort of being amongst all those pages and that quietness. And
I do myself. I enjoy that. I've always liked bookstores, and in my early days, I thought, gee, when I retire, I think I'll open a bookstore, but that never happened.
You got time.
There's still time.
There's still time.
There's always time. Up in Milford, I talked to Melissa Harrison. She's runs Mystique Beauty Salon, Hair Salon, there on Bridge Street. And she's also president of the Milford Merchants Association. And they're getting ready, already, for the big bed race, which occurs on Saturday, September the 26th. You need to put that on your calendar.
The big bed race. I've seen the pictures of this, but I can't imagine it does any justice to being there in person.
Well, a lot of people show up. She told me that some 7,000 people showed up.
Unbelievable.
Last year. The bed race is one of the main attractions of this day, which is called Milford Alive. But the whole town gets involved in the bed race. And the other activities. Last year, she said some 14 bed races competed, and they're hoping they will increase that year by year.
Eventually, they're going to have a super highway for beds.
For the bed race, yeah. In addition, they do other things. A biplane flyover, which happens in the afternoon there, I think about 1 o'clock.
Right.
Which goes down Bridge Street and out of the river. And there are two venues of music doing all kinds of music, Celtic, country, pop, classic rock, blues, all kinds of music at two different venues. One is at the Ball Field. There's also a pig roast.
Well,
a lot of food vendors, and of course, all the stores are open and ready for business, and everything ends then with a fireworks display.
Great.
At 8 o'clock or 8:15, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But it's a whole town celebration in Milford there.
Yep.
I talked to Lynette Munninghoff. She's part of the Munninghoff family that runs Munninghoff Electric Company, which sells appliances for 75 years or so.
She said.
This is a long-term business in Milford. It's located on Water Street. Her father-in-law started the business selling radios, she told me.
Mm-hmm.
And gradually they expanded into stoves and refrigerators and grills and televisions and whatever, all the appliances that you might want or need.
That must be an interesting conversation to hear the trajectory of appliances as they started from that point going to now.
And coming on to the present day.
Yeah.
They didn't have grills 75 years ago, I don't think.
Well, I don't think they have anything except charcoal grills, but yeah.
And maybe they had something to do with that. But 7 years ago, they expanded the place.
Wow.
And now they do paint and all kinds of electrical and plumbing supplies.
Okay.
So it's a popular destination in Milford, not only for Hunterdon people, but also across the river.
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot of business. They also repair appliances, and they'll go just about anywhere to repair whatever you have going on. talked about the bed race because they always enter.
Okay.
And she said that the bed has to be redone every year. The frame is set up, and because there's a chassis underneath,
right.
And it has to have a headboard.
Okay.
And going down the street, one person rides on the bed,
yes.
And three people push.
That is the epitome of trust right there. That is trust.
Cause, that is, yeah.
And I needed to ask this. Do mattresses float?
Do
if you lose control and you wind up in the